Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we are seeing right now is just unprecedented here in the United States. Again, my friends, it is Friday, April 19th, 2013. I just talked to our reporter, Dan Vedandi, that is at Lexington Green. We're Oath Keepers. We're trying to get through to Stuart Rhodes right now. We're Oath Keepers. Go ahead and get Dan Vedandi on if we can't get a hold of Stuart Rhodes. Where they're being told the police have revoked the permit for them to have a oath-taking ceremony to defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution, because that is the enemy now that the occupiers hate. And, of course, they revoked their permit to demonstrate, but the anti-gun group that got their permit revoked, they are allowed to take Lexington Green and make all sorts of redcoat, Bloombergian announcements. That's happening while Boston and surrounding cities in Massachusetts into Connecticut have martial law declared. They're calling it a civil emergency, but they're going to people's houses with machine guns. I was watching the news. I mean, you've seen it. They're sitting there aiming guns at people as they drive down city streets. The police are acting like the killer is under every table. And again, people die every day of automobile accidents, you name it. It's just, okay, somebody died. But when somebody's shot, oh, my gosh, it's over-dramatized. And obviously, we feel bad for those that have been killed. It's just that when they kill a whole bunch of people in a drone strike who are innocent, they're like, oh, it's collateral damage, no big deal, because it's our loving government doing it. And AP reporters reported that if they try to go out anywhere on the streets, basically in a multi-state area, in large areas of Massachusetts and Connecticut, the police come over and aim guns at them and say, you want to die? Don't you film us. You go back inside. So we don't know if any of what we're being told is true. Not by the uncle, not by the media, none of it. Because we have footage of Navy SEALs and other special ops just everywhere around the bombing right before it happens and right after in control of the situation. And they've lied about the drill they clearly had. Witnesses said that they heard announcements of be calm, it's a drill. We know they're lying about that. And here's the New York Times. What does an inside job mean? It runs a spectrum from provocateur, it runs the spectrum from knowing something's going to happen and letting it happen, to provocateuring it and arming and aiding the people, to having globalist crime commanders who are over actual terrorists who think they're fighting a jihad, to an absolutely staged event. And that's the continuum it runs. And standard procedure to have Arabs, to have Muslims, to have right-wingers, to have everybody in a false flag. Same thing with Oklahoma City. I said this on Monday. Minutes into this happening, I said, you'll probably end up having Muslims there, you'll have right-winger rednecks there, and you'll have military there, and you'll have intelligence agencies there, if it's a false flag. And then we will not know ever really what happens. It's the signs of the drill and the cover-up of the drill. And now they can tell us whatever they want. But remember, the CIA for the last decade or more has been funding radical Chechens, Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups all over Chechnya and surrounding areas. These guys were getting scholarships and stuff. It's always the same MO of double agents, triple agents. We don't know. And I mean, there is a 1% chance, maybe a 3% chance, maybe even a 5% chance that they're real organic Muslim terrorists who kind of pick up on the hype of all of this war on terror and go out and basically copycat. So that is a factor. This could be a real terror attack, as I've said from day one. It's a very low probability. But then why do you have the big drill with guys with backpacks everywhere right around where it happened staring? And then you had another patsy they said they arrested, and it was going to be the redneck. And then they had to abandon that and go with Plan B. And you've got meeting with the Saudi ambassador or foreign minister. And I thought it was the right-wingers, the media said.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
If you go back to Monday afternoon when I went into overdrive on air to break down what I thought was going to end up happening at the Boston Marathon, you'll find that, as usual, we were on target with a spectrum of analysis. Because I've seen this over and over again. I said, if there was a drill and if there's a bunch of federal agents around where the bombing happens, I pulled this article up and I read it on air. Terrorist plots, FBI hatched by the FBI. Terrorist plots that were hatched by the FBI, New York Times, April 28th, 2012, which we reported at on nauseam. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave him the detonator with the first World Trade Center attack. Did it mean that the guys that did it weren't radical Islamist nut jobs? No, they were. And they had like 75 IQs. And instead of just stinging them and setting them up, they gave them real weapons and let them go ahead with it, so the government could get more funding and take more of our liberties. Our government, on record, has been funding for 20 years the Chechen rebels to bomb the Russians. That's declassified. Just like they created Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and they're putting Al-Qaeda and Taliban in charge in Libya and Syria. I have predicted, and it's actually happened over in the Middle East now, shooting and firing missiles and high-caliber rifles at passenger aircraft. I predicted the 10,000 heat-seeking missiles that Obama helped give al-Qaeda in Benghazi and their takeover of Libya. I am predicting that you will see in the next few years they will shoot down Western aircraft with those. Real nut job groups will, and the government will grandstand during it, and I will come out with the articles from 2011, 12, and 13, mainly 2012 and 13. I'll say, look, here's where our government helped them get the missiles. This was wrong. Don't take my rights. And there will be articles like there are in the LA Times calling me an anti-America dirtbag. Now, remember, we got Stuart Rhodes on the line. We're about to go to him from Lexington Green, and he's there with Larry Pratt. Larry's going to pop in the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, they were going to go with the right-wing Tea Party. Axelrod on Tuesday night said, it's going to be right-wing, it's lone wolf, it's one guy. That's on record. We're going to play those clips later, in case you missed them. Then they had all the Democratic operatives on Wednesday come out on MSNBC, CNN, you name it, and they said, ladies and gentlemen, it is the right-wingers. We're not liberty to say exactly yet, but yes, it's a right-wing, probably a soldier. I watched CNN and MSNBC last night before I went on air live on the Nightly News at 7, and I saw CNN with three different hosts and guests all say it's going to be a veteran, it's going to be a Navy SEAL. Now, do you understand that? Where'd you hear Navy SEAL first? You heard it here. 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 And then you saw it on Drudge. We didn't say the Navy SEALs did it. The Navy SEALs were called out there in case they wanted to set them up to be standing out in plain view in their unofficial uniforms, which looks like Kraft International, a sheep dip group, just like McVeigh. And they were looking at setting up veterans in this country. And that's what all the scum. You saw it on CNN and everywhere else. They were all saying, oh, it's going to be. By Tuesday night, they were saying, we've confirmed and found the quotes. They were saying it might be Navy SEALs. Wow. Whoa. So they were looking at setting up the rednecks in the audience with the big backpacks. They were looking at the hillbilly types, the achy, breaky heart lookalike guys. They were looking at setting up the military. This is how they always run this. I've learned this from the First World Trade Center. I had multiple groups there. I've learned this from Oklahoma City, where I've interviewed the police, the detectives, all of them. They had four different groups there. They had Iraqis. They had Iranians. They had CIA. They had German intelligence. I guess there's more than that. They had Elohim City white supremacists. They had Army Special Forces. I guess that's six groups. And we know their names. We know who was there. The FBI good guys went public and said, we've seen the footage of McVeigh with all these guys. So I'm going to go to Stuart Rhodes to get his take on this as a constitutional lawyer. And because I'm going to get more into this and walk through it all today. But we're being censored all over the place. Officially, this is pouring in. And we've tried to post our articles on Facebook, and they're being blocked. People are getting errors posting our stuff to Facebook. You cannot publish this link because it contains a dangerous link. They're now saying we're dangerous. Users tried to publish our article, Navy SEAL spotted at Boston Marathon. We're getting all the screenshots of this, wearing suspicious backpacks. We're showing this so they don't set up the Navy SEALs. And I said that day one when we discovered this. What was it, Wednesday? Went up on Drudge. Drudge was like, hey, look at this. This is important. And the LA Times is out saying there are no Navy SEALs, and they have a graphic of me as a giant rat with my listeners as rats coming out of a sewer. Okay, listen, there are dozens of videos and dozens of photos now of people with Navy SEAL insignias that look like Navy SEALs. You know, look like the, you know, the high school star football players. You know, it looks like any star football team. They're all out there. They were told, be there for a drill. We know went on from the eyewitnesses. We know that, and we have the police scanners and all of it. The drill happened. They were put out there as cannon fodder, as a smokescreen. And there might have even been explosives in those backpacks. Here, hold this. We don't know, but we've seen this before. That's how they set McVeigh up. And they tell you, play the part of a drill to find bombs. They set you up. This is done over and over again. But then they weren't able. They said, make sure Stuart Rhodes is there. I'm going to him right now. They've done this over and over again, where they'll have multiple fallbacks. So we released these photos when they didn't think anybody noticed them. Right as they're announcing, we've got our person. CNN's like, we're told it's a right-wing lone wolf, one man. We've got the right-winger. It's going to come out. He's arrested. He's at the courthouse. Then they panic and go, no, forget that. There's no arrest. Forget it. and let's all go to sleep, and let's evacuate the courthouse and forget you ever saw that. And I said, they're going from the right-wingers probably to now they're going to go with a Muslim. And I said that. Because why'd they have all these Muslims clearly crawling around there, obviously part of it with their body language and everything, probably thinking they're patriots, you know, who've been recruited out of colleges. And these guys were clearly recruited out of colleges. Now, could they be double agents for some Muslim group? Yes, they could be real. The point is, over 100 cases the last 16, 17 years, I guess longer, since 1993, that's 20 years, that are on record where the FBI finds mentally ill people, gives them the weapons, and then orders them to carry out the attack as their imam. As their imam. They have FBI agents and officers and minions that are fake imams that command these guys to do this stuff. So they can take our liberty and set up martial law all over Boston, all the way into Connecticut, aiming guns at people at checkpoints, threatening to kill AP reporters, AP's reporting, going in houses, house to house, a giant martial law exercise, and now there was a shootout. They're going to blame the Second Amendment. Now, he's leaving Lexington Green. The police were going to block them, but, I mean, Larry Pratt and Stewart said, you know, you're violating our rights, and so they backed off. But I want to get, as a constitutional lawyer, the head of Oath Keepers, and of course work for Ron Paul in Congress as well, I want to get your take on, is it not martial law when Fourth Amendment's suspended and they're pointing guns at everybody in a multi-state area and going in houses? Stuart Rhodes, what are we seeing happen here, sir?
Well, it is actually the exact upside down of how it's supposed to be. In the Founders' era, there was someone like that running around, you know, killing people. There would have been a hue and a cry gone up, and the entire community would have turned out.
If that guy was outside shooting at cops, if that guy was outside my house shooting at cops, I'd slide my M4 out and kill him. Exactly.
Right, exactly. That's what should happen. As I said in an alert I sent around a little while ago, we hope he shows up at Lexington Green because we'll either kill or capture him. So this is what we're supposed to be doing. It's really sad. So in response to this, it should be we all turn out and we hunt him down. You know who your neighbors are. You know who belongs and who don't. In pretty short order, you could have found him. But instead, the message is, there's a wolf around. Now all you sheep must stay in your pens, stay in your barns, and let us professional sheep herders and sheep dogs hunt down the wolf. You stay in your house. We'll come into your house one by one and search it and make sure, you know, us authorized professionals will do it. That's exactly
and make a giant scene. And make a giant scene out of it. I predict that if he was in an area of Texas, he'd already be dead.
He'd be dead. That's right. What you do, the answer is, let us have guns so we can turn out and go hunt him down. And same goes for our gathering at Lexington Green. It was absurd. You had the town selectmen arguing that they can't provide protection to a bunch of current serving and retired military and police, a bunch of combat veterans standing on the green as though we need their protection. It's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, like you're not even allowed to be on the green. As if one guy is omnipresent and multiple states have to fall to their near knees. And
you know, Alex, this morning we were at Concord Bridge and there was a reenactment there. A large crowd of folks watched the reenactment. We were able to walk all over the place and do whatever we want. Apparently, there wasn't the same emergency at Concord, but there was at Lexington just down the street. So it's absolute pretext. This is the same argument that was used by Bull Connor down in Birmingham to stop the civil rights marchers. They said, I can't protect you against the Klan, so therefore you can't march. And if you march, I'm going to stick my attack dogs on you and spray you with water hoses. So it was a nonsense argument to shut down their free speech. This was the same. The town selectmen used the exact same argument. We petitioned Blake Felipe at the 10th Amendment Center, filed an emergency petition yesterday for an injunction with the court. The court ruled this morning against us, saying that because of the emergency situation, that we had no merit in our claim. Total nonsense. We're able to take care of ourselves. And when we went to Lexington, there's nothing going on in Lexington, except we're standing there to do an oath ceremony. Now, luckily, the captain in charge, Captain Farrow, was sympathetic and respectful of our rights and let us stand in front of the tavern there on the green and do our oath ceremony.
Despite the fact he'd been told not to let you.
Well, we were not allowed to do the rally, but he let us do the... We said this morning, we're going to go and do this. We're going to go on Lexington Green. I went there prepared to be arrested, as did a bunch of other veterans, and our message to the police was, look, you can either let us take 5 minutes and do our oath ceremony on the green, or you can process, you know, arrest and process all of these veterans and retired cops.
I mean, is this a free country? Is this a free country? Stay there.
You can say they blinked, but I think the rank and file cops, I think in fairness to them, they are respectful of our rights. In fact, one of the
All right, Stuart, stay there. Gotta go to break.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Body Union is a big businessman, and it's going down as a dinosaur. Body used to grow food in Kansas, then it went abroad on the moon and eat raw.
Well, the father of Tsarnaev says that if anything happens to his son, ABC News is reporting, all hell will break loose. He says that from the country that's right next door to Chechnya. I mean, this is ridiculous. America shakes in its boots over one guy running around, and multi-states basically have martial law in place. Can you imagine if a real civil war actually broke out in this country and they tried to take our guns? I mean, you had just police everywhere in groups trying to engage us. I mean, that's why 100,000 U.S. troops couldn't keep and hold Baghdad. That's why they had to stir up Shiites and Sunnis to kill each other to control the area. And ladies and gentlemen, again, they bring in these foreigners at record numbers, give them scholarships, wind them up, allow them to attack, and that's a type of false flag. You have this full spectrum from where they know something's going to happen and let it happen. That's a false flag to get what you want. To they provocateur it and nudge you and fund you. To where they purely provocateur, where they command you and give you the bomb, give you the detonators. FBI's done that over 100 times on record. To the government does it all itself or uses contractors and then blames a patsy. And most of them are where they provocateur and wind the person up. But the big spectacular ones like 9/11, that's a manufactured deal where they had some double agent cutouts. And that came out that Muhammad Adam and all those guys worked for the CIA. And that came out in Newsweek. But people are ignorant. Oh, right, conspiracy theorists. These are facts. Let me ask you this question, Stuart Rhodes. You clearly got what looks like Kraft International. It's their skull with the red Kraft on it. And it looks like trucks they use. And they're trying to keep this off the web everywhere. And really, the FBI said in this press conference, do not look at anything else but this. And you've got the Navy SEALs all standing, I mean, 20, 30 feet from where the bomb goes off. We've confirmed there was a drill, witnesses, the police scanners. So they use the drill. One could argue they were trying to stop the bombing, but why would they then lie about that? They would say we tried to stop it. Plus, they weren't in the bearing of searching people. They said, never mind the backpacks, this is a drill. So did they use a drill to make the cops stand down so the backpacks could get in? Again, whoever made that order, police, that's who is in control of this. Stuart Rhodes, what do you say about the false flag angle of this? Because they don't want us to look at these Navy SEALs and what looks like special forces of other branches crawling all over right before the bomb happened. What do you say from your research?
Well, I mean, I can't, like I said the other day when I was talking to you, I can't tell by someone's clothing who they are. But as you said, this has been a pattern. This has been a well-established pattern of our government to set people up or to set up people that they find to go do something and then they want to stop them before they commit the act. Sometimes they get through. That's happened before. And so that's all I would want to say about that, though.
Exactly. I mean, sure, there have been real events. I mean, you got to say to the FBI, it's immoral that they go find mentally ill people and try to train them to blow stuff up. And 99% of the time, they stop them before they do it. But Oklahoma City, there was a drill and a bomb sting they claimed went bad. And of course, we know that's not what really happened. So that's why I'm saying we need to look at this as the number one. Who stands to gain from this? We know we're going to lose liberties because of this, Stuart.
Well, that's the thing. Like I said the other day, you know, whether it turned out to be foreign or domestic, they're still going to use the you know, it's a pretext to clamp down more on our freedom. That's what we just saw. Like I said, it's exact upside down of how it's supposed to be. Constitutional Homeland Security is you and me, with our guns in our hands and our eyes and our ears open, wide open, and going and finding out who the guy is. That was the whole point of a militia. That's the whole point of a posse. That's the whole point of a hue and a cry. Not to go close your doors and stay inside your house, but professionals handle it. That's ass backwards.
All right, finishing your story. So the police, we have to call it a victory in America that you can go to a public green. I mean, what is this, Tiananmen Square? But the police were not completely tyrannical, so that's good.
Well, they were, you know, to be fair to them, the captain in charge was very sympathetic and on our side. And he let us stand in front of, Buckman's Tavern, which is part of the green. We stood in front of Buckman's Tavern and renewed our oaths there. And we held a nice oath ceremony. We were out with a prayer. We had a Vietnam combat vet Marine do the oath ceremony. And I, you know, told them we're here to follow in the footsteps of the founding generation. We had a militia company in 1798 stand on the green and renew their oaths. That's why we're there to do the same thing. And so the police were respectful. The town councilmen were not. And so our fight was with them, not with the rank and file.
No, exactly.
That's what we always experience. The politicians are corrupt. All the rank and file police officers are not. They're good to go.
Oathkeepers.org. I know you're going to go speak with Larry. We're going to get him to talk in about. Yep, go ahead.
We also have the crew here from Gray State, and they're filming everything that's going on. We'll share the view and they're doing it for the Oak Movie Project.
Good job. Good job.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared, and not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jokhar Tsarnaev is supposedly the young, skinny man that we all nationwide. Why not put the whole country under martial law? Why not put 315 million people in prison because of this? They are all over Boston, surrounding suburbs, into Connecticut, at checkpoints, pointing their M4s at men and women in their cars, jerking people out, going in houses. They're about to have a press conference. I was just watching it out there with just incredible, off the chart, unbelievable grandstanding going on. With just U.S. Army troops, police, everything, an orgy of martial law. And now they're saying, we're going to have TSA on every street corner. We're going to search the malls. None of you have due process. None of you have any rights. None of you have any future unless we keep you safe. This is America being eaten by the security services. This is land of the free, home of the brave, but the border's wide open. I've been down to the Texas border, shot video of it, where illegal aliens just come back and forth, ride their horses across, and the border patrol's down there harassing University of Texas alumni who had a couple Coors Lights in their cooler. They were down there searching them and giving them tickets and taking them to jail while illegal aliens just walked past, got in cars on our side and drove by. The illegal aliens build the fake border fences. The illegal aliens get to have their babies free. They get to get out of jail free for drunk driving. The citizens, we are the milk cows. We are the food. And there's just ever more men playing army. Punch up InfoWars.com for me. I want to show people this. I mean, just look at this right here. Men playing army. All festooned in their gear, treating us like garbage, saying they don't care what the law is because they're going to keep us safe from the terrorist. And then the media is so incredibly servile. Let's show some of the Navy's let's show some of the Navy SEAL. What's not working right now? Hey, well, that's okay. It's okay. It doesn't matter. Let's show everybody the Navy SEALs they don't want people to see. Let's go to that. Oh, by the way, I've said there's been a mainstream media, dinosaur media blackout on this because the L.A. Times, document cam, please, gentlemen. The L.A. Times is reporting that I am basically a big, fat, giant, demonic rat. It says Internet Sewer and shows a manhole sewer cover. And it says, right on schedule, the vermin surface. The U.S. government orchestrated the Boston Marathon bombing. Obama did it so he can take our guns. He used Navy SEALs, backed up by flying monkeys from Oz. That's the L.A. Times. Oh, L.A. Times. Alex Jones has a sick theory about the Boston Marathon bombings. L.A. Times. David Horsey. Now, oh, wait, but I have a problem here for him. What does this say? For radio listeners, you can go to the Washington Post. This is the Washington Times. There's also a blurb in the Washington Post. Men with backpacks at Boston Marathon, private contractors? And it goes on to say that they've denied that or won't comment, but that sure enough, these look like people wearing Kraft International uniforms, that is a sheep dip group, for Navy SEALs. And they look like Navy SEALs. Okay, the point is they're crawling all over right where the bombing goes off. And we know there was a drill, but they say there wasn't a drill. And they're desperate that no one see this. And you have the FBI spokesman saying, do not look at anything else from in and around the bomb, but these two men we're going to show you. This is it. This is what you look at. Whatever you do, don't look at other stuff. And I have all the evil photos and videos they say you're not supposed to look at up at InfoWars.com. And as soon as Christy has those screenshots, because she said before the show she was getting them, so let's see if she's already probably emailed those over to us. Yeah, don't worry about the CNN feed not working, guys. Let's just shut that down and not worry about it, okay? I want to get the feed of this to show everybody this. People are getting errors posting our stuff to Facebook. You cannot publish this link because it contains a dangerous link. And I've seen this all over YouTube. People are commenting. That user tried to publish our article, Navy SEAL spotted at Boston Marathon wearing suspicious backpacks. And it goes on to say customer service here at our office is being flooded with calls saying, and emails saying the exact same thing. So they don't want this discussed, okay, because it fits the MO of drills being run to protect the crazy patsies or the crazy wound up goons, the provocateur lunatics, just like the feds protected the two guys that drove the bomb that the feds had cooked and given them real detonators to bomb the World Trade Center in 1993. And again, there it is in the Washington Times. InfoWars.com reports that the photographs were sent to them by Anonymous, along with photos of possible suspects the FBI asked media not to distribute. Now, of course, we put this out almost 2 days before they said don't distribute them. And by the way, we did Google searches on these images. You can do that function. These are on real Facebook, real news sites. So at first they said, help us look at all the photos. We're like, okay, well, here are these. Oh, no, don't look at those. Whatever you do. Because you've got these Navy SEALs, or what looks like Navy SEALs, with the police and the photos and videos pretty much in charge. And it's clearly some type of drill going on 20, 30 feet from where the bombs go off. And then you've got all the high-def photos of what looks like people that, you know, look like they've got the shape of the pressure cookers in the bags. You can see the bulges. You've got all these different patsy groups. And I immediately identified that Tuesday when Watson discovered all this. I said, look at how they got the redneck patsies. Look in the different direction, the body language. Look at how they've got the Arab patsies. Look at how they've got, and the SEALs are all standing around like, what are we doing? And they just get a bunch of people in there, and then who knows who really planted the bombs? It might have been Zarnav. Is it Zardoz or something? I mean, science fiction names. I mean, Jokar. Jokar is the one living. Zarnav is the last name, and Tamerlan is the supposed larger boxer brother who's dead. I mean, who knows if any of it's true? Maybe it's all true. Maybe none of it's true. All I know is you acted guilty of sin when drills and stand downs were brought up at those three press conferences. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, when we plugged InfoWars.com, whenever Dan Bedondi, our reporter, in the third press conference, after they canceled the others. And by the way, the police and FBI came over and said, you and InfoWars are going to be good now, right? You're not going to cause a problem. And why didn't they arrest them or throw them out? They didn't want to make a scene in front of all the reporters. They knew to just act like it's nothing and just talk over him. He'd say, hey, I have photos here of all these other what may be suspects, and why were there Navy SEALs there? And they're like talking over him. He goes, it's on InfoWars.com. That was on every channel in the Western world yesterday, and we were it's a testament to our IT people and our caching servers. We were getting 100,000 new visitors every 60 seconds, not hits, visitors, for about an hour, and the site stayed up. 100,000 visitors a minute. I haven't had time to even look at all the analytics on this, and the point is, if the system didn't want this to get out, it did, okay, and it's been mentioned in the Washington Post as a tiny footnote and the Washington Times that, oh, who are these people? They look like contractors. Gee, you see them telling cops what to do with big black backpacks on, staring in the direction of where the bomb goes off, and then right around it right after it happens. And again, I have a limited crew, and I have a limited staff, and I already had interviews for upcoming films. A lot of my crew's out in California right now. But I need listeners to do this. We need to get, and we have a bunch of these clips coming up. We probably have, I don't know, let's not exaggerate, 15 clips of Chris Matthews on MSNBC and CNN and guest of our favorite redcoat, Piers Morgan. And everybody on CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, even Fox, saying this will probably end up being military vets that are disgruntled, maybe even Navy SEALs. I saw CNN and MSNBC four times, and believe me, I'm not watching the news. It's kind of on during breaks and on while I'm doing research, or I'll see it on YouTube. Four times say Navy SEALs. In fact, before we saw these photos of Navy SEALs, I guess it was Wednesday. So we found out about this Wednesday. Tuesday, I saw CNN, and then I saw text of other shows saying, and people sent me transcripts of them going, yeah, it could be like disgruntled Navy SEALs. So now that tells me, and these were like globalist operatives on TV, you know, top FBI analyst, you know, could be Navy SEALs. What? So we've got to go dig all that creepiness up. They were actually thinking about framing Navy SEALs. Because, I mean, who would come up with Navy SEALs? It's like all this stuff about the Patriot groups are going to work with Al-Qaeda to attack America and all these TV shows, not based in reality, but creating this narrative. And you get the internal Homeland Security training manuals. This is why I say all this. And it's like, yes, the Army War College is training that we're going to have to engage Christians working with Al-Qaeda to bomb the police stations. And they teach the state police this. The state police go, the Christians are with Al-Qaeda and are going to bomb us? We need to confiscate their guns? What? Fox News reported this 2 weeks ago. And we got it on screen if you're a TV viewer. So I'm up here going, gee, if something happens and they try to blame patriots, and then it happened, and with no evidence, they start saying it's going to be a lone wolf white person. Media Matters is directly White House run on record. Salon, heavily connected. Slate, heavily connected. Time Magazine, Newsweek, CNN, MSNBC. MSNBC, half their hosts are Obama, former White House operatives. Begala on CNN. And, I mean, every time I turn it on or walk by to get coffee in the break, and we got TVs all over the office with different channels on, it is just 24. You saw it. And I surmise that because we showed the Patsies and the Navy SEALs by them, because we don't know what the truth is now, that they might shift on to another Patsy. And they'd already said, oh, we made an arrest. It's who we believe did it. Hey, pop the champagne. Remember that Wednesday? And then suddenly, oh, my gosh, no, forget it. Evacuate the courthouse. Never mind. Get the media out here. Don't let people see who the guy is. Oh, my gosh. Shift to another plan. And now the plan is full martial law rollout. Were these operatives they tried to set up? Or did they have other special forces attack the police and they've already killed these brothers? You don't know what happened. Or maybe they really were wind-up toy Muslim extremist in this country for over a decade. All of this going on. I want to get former NSA analyst Wayne Mattson on, guys. Let's call him today. I want to get him to pop in. I want to get Joel Skousen. I want to get him on. I want Joel Skousen on. We got Larry Pratt to give us his take already coming up. I want everybody. I want to get all the different views on this. Skousen agrees, false flag day one. Because the scripting, but the whole thing unraveled, and they are in mega, mega panic mode. Right now, to say, do not look at these photos. And again, I don't know everything when I was first looking at it. Nobody does. I was like, Navy SEALs, how dare you try to imply a disgruntled Navy SEAL would go blow up the Boston Marathon, and now I get it. They're probably telling these Navy SEALs, you keep your mouth shut or you're going to go to jail. That's exactly how they work. See, they weren't sure they'd get away with it with McVeigh at Oklahoma City, Special Forces sheep-dipped on record, highly decorated from the Gulf War. They came out, he was sheep-dipped, means put into black ops. For those that don't know, they had the Arab contingency, both Iraqi and Iranian, actually in the city, checked in, part of it. We know the names. It was on local newscast as another backup plan. But because it went so well, they pinned it on Patriots. And the word had been given Wednesday morning, MSNBC, CNN, all of it. I cannot stress the magnitude of this. They're like, yep, okay, Axelrod and others say it's lone wolf, right wing. We told you. It's a white guy. Get ready. It's going to be the announcement's coming. And then, yep, we've got him arrested. You right wingers are in trouble. And then it shifts to Muslims. Who they might have wound up to do it, and then they were going to have some Navy SEALs and rednecks there and maybe blame all them. Because they've said the number one enemy is now returning veterans. Maybe Chris Kyle got word of this. That whole Chris Kyle killing stinks to high heaven. The guy that ran Kraft International, and then his people, because they're wearing Kraft uniforms. It's none of it's black shirt, the tan pants, tan boots, the Kraft hat with the Punisher skull that's really a Vietnam symbol, but adopted by the SEALs a long time ago, that says Kraft on it. I mean, or they're framing Kraft. And by the way, we tried to put calls into Kraft. I'm going to put more calls into them. By the way, I should open the phones up specifically for people. I bet Kraft's listening right now. You're welcome to call in. You're absolutely welcome. In fact, I want to tell my reporters, David Knight, and Jakari Jackson, and everybody else that's here, I want you to all call Kraft right now officially and get statements. We need to be doing all this work right now. We're going to get Joel Skousen to pop back in. We're going to get everybody to pop back in. But I want to specifically open the phones up. There are a lot of lieutenant colonels and people going public saying this is black ops they saw used to overthrow third world countries. I mean, this is classic what you're seeing. And as former black op commander, one of the founders of Delta Force, Pechenik said, definitely a staged event to smoke screen the congressional committee, bipartisan, saying, yes, organized torture, including of children, serious war crime. There needs to be indictments made of George W. Bush and Barack Obama. And you notice the next day all this happens. And the New York Times wouldn't have published that unless it was bipartisan, saying Obama's a war criminal as well. That wouldn't be done unless there was a huge fight going on inside the system, the magnitude of which we may have never seen. And again, I cannot stress to you how big this is. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Imagine if Dallas, Texas had one lone gunman on the loose, and they locked the entire city down and then the suburbs that are a total of like 6-7 million people in the DFW area. And imagine you're driving and police are aiming M16s at you and bugging their eyes out and just drama queening everywhere. I mean, is this what America's become? I mean, in the old days, if there was a lone gunman somewhere, if they didn't know exactly, sure, you'd lock down the area you thought he was in. But there's no point in saying we paralyze everything. I mean, and you know, it's Dorner, a crazy cop, and they burn him down in front of everybody and say, we're going to burn him down. Okay, get the fire. We're burning him down. And then say, you didn't hear that. And now they've got guys that look like Green Berets, 50-something, you know, like super high level, above Delta Force, running around out there. I mean, I know the look of those real operators, folks. You've got younger SEALs all over the place, Iraq vets. You got black backpacks. You've got a drill. You've got them telling people, be calm, don't worry about all these backpacks. Then it all blows up, and I'm not supposed to discuss that. And Facebook's trying to block us putting this out right now. Because the key to what Obama and his controllers were trying is in that event around the bombing.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. I want to open the phones up until Larry Pratt joins us in about 30 minutes. He's in Massachusetts right now covering all this, head of Gun Owners of America. in there to cover this for the Second Amendment perspective. I want to hear from police in Massachusetts or Connecticut with this martial law going on. I want to hear from Navy SEALs or special ops people about the photos we posted that are confirmed from the local news. I mean, these photos have been in data caches, and they do not want them seen. Why is that? Well, because it shows there was a drill going on at the very time, and they were clearly not trying to stop a bombing. They did a drill so the police wouldn't think backpacks were an issue. And they flooded it with a bunch of different patsies so that they would have confusion. Now, that's my view on this. That's the history. And now you've got out of the stands, out of the CIA-run Chechen area, these new patsies. And now the Boston police are saying, get ready for a controlled demolition or a controlled detonation today. Just like in Madrid, they blew up the patsies that time. It came out the government did do that on 333 back in 2003. That was in the Spanish papers. It came out that was staged. See, they have a history of this. Now, these may be real terrorists who they wound up and allowed to do this, though. That's why they had the big drill going, so they could walk right into the finish line, and everybody would just think it was part of the drill. You understand that, folks? And then all it takes is people in Homeland Security to say, do a drill, and no one else knows but them. So if their people get caught, oh, it's just a drill. Do you understand? That's why they do the drill. The drill is the tell. And then now they don't want these photos out. I mean, that's the bigger tell. It was crawling with operatives every 5 feet. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, breaking news, Adan Salazar is putting this up. And Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. I have confirmed in my office, our social network lady has done it, and so has Adan, and a show of our listeners. Let's put it on screen right now for TV viewers, and it's free for everybody right now, Infowars.com/listen. Let's punch that up on screen. His computer, Nico's computer, let's punch it up. Our TriCaster's been overheating the last few days, having big problems. The articles are going to go up at Infowars.com. And it has all the screenshots right there where Facebook says this is a dangerous link. You're not allowed to see it. And we're trying to post it to our Facebook, and it's not letting us post our older articles, and I'm guessing our new article. So that just shows how controlled it is, and how I think you can just hard hit those inputs in. Chris, show them that trick where you can still just hard do switches. There you go. You can't post this because it has a blocked link. The content you're trying to share includes a link that's been blocked for being spammy. See, oh, we're spammy, folks, or unsafe. Infowars.com/Navy SEAL spotted at Boston Marathon wearing suspicious packages. For more information, click here for the Help Center. And we've gotten those messages. This is outrageous, okay? Those are real photos of minutes before and after the bombing with people in black backpacks all over the place. And what is Facebook? A globalist front group, Bilderberg front group, pump and dump, where he says his users are dumb effers. So why are we using it? Because that's where the fight is. We are up there attempting to warn people. And again, that article is going up on Infowars.com very, very soon. Now, you'll be able to see that for yourself because, again, they are running scared from this information. And they've changed their story. They arrest this Saudi. They arrest that Saudi. They grab these Saudis. They fly these Saudis out of the country. Then they're not going to. Then they never said they would. Then it turns out they did. Emergency meetings with the emergency meetings with the Saudi foreign minister. It just goes on and on and on. There is a major cover-up going on here. And bare minimum, they knew this was coming, and they stood there and watched it, and now they don't want you to look at these photos that are at Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfowarsTeam.com. That's InfowarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the healthy body
Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.